This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the thread, How Did You Find ATS? Started by Aristoy this very afternoon. I guess my search has been somewhat of a long one. About 44 years ago, when I was born into this world, I started searching. I didn't know what I was looking for at the time, but I just had to grow, had to have knowledge. You know, I learned to read at a very early age, and the first thing I read was the National Enquirer. Back then, they cost a quarter a piece, and I couldn't miss an issue because, you know, I didn't want just book learning. I had to know about everything out there that was phenomenal, everything that was strange. My parents tolerated it. I'm surprised because they were both ministers, but I kept looking for everything I could, and my quest was a long one. I've always been a voracious reader. I would read anything I could get my hands on. Eventually, I lived my life, or a good part of it, and then I guess it was along about 1996. When AOL announced that they were offering internet service for, back then it was $19.99 a month. And that's what finally convinced me to break down and buy a computer. I went out, shelled out $800 for what I thought was a state-of-the-art computer, 233 megahertz processor, 16 megabytes of RAM, a 2 gig hard drive. Whew, man, I thought I was uptown. And it opened up a whole new world for me. I started hitting the discussion boards. I would talk. My main focus at the time was human spirituality. It was just a mad topic for me. I discussed it on AOL for about 6 months till my teenage son got me banned from AOL for life. After that, I went out on the net and had to find discussions elsewhere, and plus learn how to protect myself in. Without being in a gated community, which AOL is. I was a part of a lot of discussion boards, mainly about spirituality. I spent a few years as moderator on a pretty large discussion board on the subject of spirituality. And eventually, we got to the point where you had to move on. And so I looked for quite a while, joining this group, that group, learning what I could. And nothing was really exciting. Then, last Christmas Eve, all my family was in town, and they were at my mom's, and I naturally wanted to get the hell away from them people. And so I told them I was going to take a break, and I was going to come home. I told them I needed to do some clothes, you know, and then I would be back over later Christmas Eve, and of course we were going to spend Christmas Day together. I came home. I came in, turned my computer on, checked my email, and went to a site that I'd been going to, which was the equivalent of the online National Enquirer. It's www.rents.com, the most biased, somewhat ill-informed site, but it had some fascinating stories. It was the best I could do at that. I hate to say it's the best I could do, but it would do at that time. I was reading a story. I don't even remember what the story was about, but at the bottom of the page, it had a link, www.abovetopsecret.com. I didn't know what it was. I clicked the link, and I found this place. I read the story there was an original story, and then, of course, there were posts after it, and I thought, what's this? I decided to check it out. I became a member. I didn't make it back over to see my family that night. At the time, I was still on dial-up, so they couldn't call me. They couldn't get in touch with me. I didn't make it back. I became a member on Christmas Eve of last year. And a lot of times when I mention that, I like to say that, yes, I was your Christmas present. And it was because Santa ran out of coal. Since that time, I have enjoyed ATS tremendously because it's such a diverse community. If I feel like discussing politics, I can jump over and discuss politics. If I want to do a podcast, I can make a podcast. If I want to write a story, which is one section I'm very active in, I can write a story and put it up and enter it in a contest and get feedback on it. There is so much you can do at this site because it is an interactive community. I mean, I love being here. I have no intention of leaving. You're going to have to chase me off with the board. So that's how I found ATS. By the way, I did make it over the next day for Christmas, you know, with the family and dinner and all that other stuff, but just barely. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Love and light to each of you, my friends. This is Whoopi. Good night.